Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are back on a Hertz day. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are now, what, 1, 2, 3 days away from Eagles 49ers. Ike, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, happy Hertz day, first and foremost.
Yes.
I feel pretty good. We're getting closer and closer to this game Sunday at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just something about playing football in January.
Yeah.
And it still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I get excited. I really do.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And we're off.
Yep. So now I can't even finish. Jackie Baseball.
Wow.
Yeah. You and your nonsense in there. We are one day closer to spring training getting here as well.
Oh, you ready to talk about that on Monday?
Somebody do something to make a move over there. Holla at your boy.
On Monday.
Monday, we go into spring training mode. Love it. Love where everyone's heads at.
Monday.
Listen, I'll be ready.
Big show as we count down the hours to Eagles Niners. Ashil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Ethan Sherwood Strauss, who covered the Warriors for years and now is in the Bay Area and is the biggest 49ers expert I know, will join us at 3:30 to talk about the Niners. Then 4 o'clock, Mike Mayock. It'll be a big show. So, Ike, on Sunday, there's really two ways to look at the game if the Eagles were to lose the game. Looking at that game, do you worry more about the Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers beating the Eagles, if you understand what I mean by that?
No, listen, I understand exactly what you mean. But here's where I'm at with this when I think about this game coming up Sunday. As we discussed this an hour or so ago and sort of how we felt, if I'm looking at this game Sunday, this game is about the Eagles. This game is about the Eagles. And this is no disrespect to the 49ers. I think Kyle Shanahan has done an outstanding job as a head coach with the amount of injuries and things he's had to deal with this year, the way he's been able to get that team to still play at a high level. And it wasn't until last week where they had the game against Seattle that everybody started viewing this team differently. Although the issues were always there. Mm-hmm. He just was able to mask them with some of his coaching and give credit to Brock Purdy and his play. That being said, this is a game the Eagles should win. It's in their house. While the 49ers last week were fighting with Seattle for the number one seed and home field advantage, and they had to play everybody that was available to them last week to win that game, emotionally and physically, the Eagles were able to rest last week and go into a game Sunday not overly concerned about the outcome. They had already decided what was more important, which was their physical well-being, their mental well-being, having a chance to reset, come back refreshed and renewed, all for this game at home. So much to where they told us the number two seed isn't what's most important to us.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter. So that puts all of the onuses on them to win this game because that's what they deemed was most important and their course of action was the best course of action. So when I think about this game Sunday, if there's anything that would concern me, it would be the Eagles, not the 49ers. It's whether or not did the week of rest help the offensive line, which I think it's more important than anything. Defensively, we're young enough, we're healthy enough outside of N'Kobe Dean. And I think he's had a few weeks to get healthier, so the week certainly helped him. But the other guys on defense are pretty much ready to go. This was more or less about the offensive line getting healthy, getting an extra week of rest for Saquon and his legs. But we've seen them after a bye week this year. And it didn't necessarily lead to explosive play up there in Green Bay.
No, it didn't.
Right?
Or here in Detroit. Or here against Detroit.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So if there's one thing I'm looking at, I'm saying to myself, which Eagles team is going to show up Sunday offensively? I can almost hang my hat on who's going to show up and how they're going to play defensively. They've been pretty consistent, despite the Chicago Bears game. That doggone turkey and trick the fan. Yes, I still blame it on that. It's the offense. And what offense am I getting Sunday? What offense am I getting Sunday? Am I getting a running game? What's the game plan we're going in with this Sunday? Are we going to be committed to the running game? If there's anything that concerns me, it's what that side of the football is going to do Sunday. Because I think the 49ers, the only way they're in this game is if we aren't playing our best football. Our best football versus their best football, we win by double digits. But we haven't played that way all year, consistently.
215-592-9494. When you think about Sunday's game, what worries you more? Is it the Eagles themselves or is it the Niners? And I certainly, you know, the Eagles have done enough things this year, even aside from the offensive line, to shoot themselves in the foot, right? Mm-hmm. The penalties.
And
the special teams issues and the communication and blah, blah, blah. And is that possibility's there for sure. But I think there is a, and I think it's specifically because of the last game that the Niners played against the Seahawks. I think there's a little bit of underrating the 49ers here. And I think I would be a little bit more worried about the Niners specifically. And the Eagles think concerns are there. And I understand they didn't look good against the Seahawks. But before that one game, the 49ers were rolling offensively as good as any team in the NFL.
Yep.
As good as any team in the NFL. They were, the 49ers, a week ago, one win away from the number one seed in the NFC in the toughest division, playing in the toughest division in football. I think we're underrating, to an extent, their head coach, not you, but generally, mm-hmm. who has taken two separate quarterbacks to the Super Bowl and had a real, real, real opportunity of winning one of them, you know, and a quarterback who is really sort of playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now and has another year on his resume where he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league, who has won an NFC championship game, who has been good on the road, who is not you know, flustered by playing in Philadelphia. And I think Christian McCaffrey, is he as dynamic as he used to be? No, but that's a great player over there.
Sure.
So I think the Eagles' concerns are valid. They're all valid. But when I think about, you know, what is my biggest worry about Sunday? It's the coach and the quarterback over there. It's the 49ers. It's a 49ers offense that looked really, really, really good up until a week ago. So that would be my biggest concern, would be the Niners, not so much the Eagles, though what you bring up is valid. 215-592-9494. What worries you more on Sunday? The Eagles losing the game, really, or the 49ers coming in here and winning it? Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP.
I get everything y'all trying to say, Spike. I don't know. I mean, that's cool. I know you want to respect the opponent, but I gave y'all the team yesterday. Like I know you base it off the season, but if we lose this game on Sunday, it's going to be because of us. Like, it's going to be because the players not executing, penalties, you know, maybe not calling the right plays, missing plays, missing throws. That's going to be the only way we lose. Like, lining up on the field, these boys can't see us. Now, I get it. You can't just erase the season. We all watched the 17 games. We watched how everything went down. But the question is, whose fault would it be? It was our fault while we was in them games this season, too. Like, when you looking at, like this team talent-wise, the Niners, I told you, man, they got a Mayo Acho, Brian Rowe, Casey Matthews, that linebacker. They signed. Kazir White was an Eagle. We let him go. They signed this dude like he supposed to help them. You know what I'm saying? It's not even close. Now, I respect Purdy, you know what I'm saying? Purdy, you know, he a good player. You know what I'm saying? Alamador Manor, you know, he a good player. You know what I'm saying? They got good players over there. I like Kyle Shanahan. I personally feel like Kyle Shanahan is a better coach than Sean McVay. We don't got to get into that right now. I feel like that. But when we line it up against these dudes, they can't see us. Now, I will say this. I saw the LeBron James stat.
It's a good thing to bring up.
On Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, LeBron James, they love to cater to stats.
What happened?
LeBron had 39 points on Friday night of May. That's, you know, Jalen Hurts, 18-0 on Sundays. 18 touchdowns, zero interception when he play on Sunday. So, you know, I saw that. I'm like, oh, the game on Sunday.
That is a LeBron sort of stat. That is a.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the game is on Sunday. So I'm like, cool. So if we go out there, run the football, everybody, we got rest. Lane Johnson, you done been off for a month and a half. You should come back ready to go. Saquon Barkley, you going up against Saquon. Because, see, when you go against elite running backs, you want to elevate your play. You don't want that guy across the field to outplay you. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him to come in your house, you know what I'm saying, eat your meal and outplay you.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, I need you to show up, baby. And I don't even got to say nothing about the quarterback. We know history has shown in the postseason he elevates his play. You know what I'm saying? He not going to lose the game for us. I can't say that about
Hold on, what did he say? What did he say yesterday when they asked him about that?
Oh, yeah.
No, some guys have it in them.
Yeah, some guys have it in them.
Come on, man.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He always going to elevate his play. QB1. Yep. And we got to just get I don't care. Now, I want to look good, but I don't care if we win 24-13.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about that no more. Yeah.
It's postseason time. They can't see us, Spike. They cannot see us. We got the advantage at every position. Maybe Trent Williams over my ladder if he plays. And don't even give me your fantasy love. I know you tried to throw him in there. Ricky Pearsall, please.
He's a good player.
He cannot play.
No.
This week he's bamming Upper Darby.
You acting like Ricky Pearsall is Brandon Ayuk or one of them.
No, I'm saying he is their biggest outside threat. He has been all year.
Would he be the Tucker? Third best receiver on this team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm under no illusions. Okay. I'm just saying, like, as far as deep threats, outside threats on that team, he's the guy. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
He's going to cook a door.
Cooper might be better than him.
Cooper?
Oh, Darius Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on. Built like a linebacker.
I'll let y'all.
All right,
Corey. we like Darius Cooper, but, you know.
I have to say, I would
he took
say.
Took a step back last week with the penalty, although he was excited.
Yeah, but he cost,
Tanner agree.
A touchdown.
He did.
You know, you don't have that penalty. All of a sudden, Tanner's looking a lot better.
That's true.
I also think Corey's Alamador Menor thing. I hope that guy stays on the Niners because I don't want that to go away. That's one of Corey's best things.
Yeah.
You know, that was a huge.
Alamador Menor.
A huge one from Corey. Absolutely a huge one. 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, what's up, Shy?
What's up,
you
Shy?
Talking into a sock or what?
Well, I'm in my AirPods.
There we go. Well,
all right, can you hear me better
Yeah,
now?
Way better, way better.
All
thank
right.
you.
I know you're picky.
Well, it's the radio, you know.
No, I get it. What's it called? I'm just sitting at the car wash. First of all, it's beautiful outside.
It is.
And it is, man. It's been a weird week.
Which is a little concerning. It shouldn't be 60 degrees in
January.
Yeah.
You know, well, like we roll with the punches.
It's not the biggest thing in the world, but you would like if a West Coast team was coming into a 20-degree day.
This is natural weather for them. This is what it feels like in San Francisco right now.
Yeah, yeah. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I would have liked a 20-degree day on Sunday. I like it today on Thursday, but I would have liked it to be 20 degrees on Sunday.
I'm in shorts right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But anyways. This is what I think. I think that it's going to be the Eagles versus themselves. You know, I was talking to Jack earlier. I don't think that the San Francisco defense is very good. I heard you make the point the other day. I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be Petullo versus what's his face?
Robert
Saleh.
Yeah.
We've seen it all year. But I don't want to be the fan during the playoffs to be like, oh, even if they win playoff games, to be like, oh, well, they're not playing well. They're not playing well enough. At this point in the season, as long as they win, I don't think any fan should care, regardless of the score, whether they put up 3 points. The goal of the playoffs is to win. To win. So I don't want anybody criticizing Hurts. Well, I don't want anybody criticizing the defense, whether they play bad or not. If they win, they win. Okay, there's not enough time for all the BS callers to call in and berate each and every player and what they did. So
What is this? What about Petullo? What if Petullo sucks on Sunday? Can we bitch about it on Monday?
Yeah, he's the only guy.
If they win and they score 13 points and win 13-10, can we bitch about Petullo or no?
Regardless of what we say, there will be bitching, yes.
They're winning games.
Well, here's what I would say, Shai. I think it's more nuanced than you're making it sound. I think if they win the game on Sunday, we will all be thrilled. But
I don't think people will.
No. I think here is the nuance. The nuance now is that because we are Titletown USA,
that's right,
and all we care about is championships, right?
Right?
Winning one playoff game, whoop-de-damn-do, right? We will be looking at if there are offensive issues on Sunday. Again, everybody will be thrilled if they win. But if there are offensive issues on Sunday, and we start looking at if we happen to be playing the Rams, mm-hmm, who put up a bunch of yards and 26 points, and
will not feel good going into that game.
Yeah, it will be a legitimate uh-oh. Yeah. But what about next week?
Yeah.
Now maybe that's not for Monday. You know, there's a difference between in week six them winning an ugly game and us being worried,
right,
and winning the first round of the playoffs. I agree with you, but they got to win three playoff games before they even get to the Super Bowl. So we get to the Super Bowl, there's no complaining about how they win.
Nobody definitely cares.
Yeah, but I think it's reasonable to talk about how the game goes on Sunday, not just come in on Monday and go, all wins a win. A win is a win. But we will be looking at another game, and then another game, and then another game. You know,
I get it. But why did this might sound like dumb? But why didn't we complain about how they played against the Rams last year?
Well, some of us have been bringing up that if Jalen Carter doesn't, and you know that Rams game was really on the defense. I mean, it was close because of how the defense played at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Really,
complain about it. Well, on the Monday or whatever day it was, I don't remember.
No, because we were excited they won.
We were excited they won, yes.
Okay, so why can't we do that when they win Sunday?
And yes, the game hasn't even happened,
yeah,
Shai.
Hold on. That score was
win.
Well,
they're
plus that
win.
Score
they're
was.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
Was that score in the playoffs?
Was it they scored 21 or we
yeah,
scored 21?
I can't
21.
Even remember
was
what
it
the
24,
score was.
21
yeah.
or something like that.
But Saquon had big runs in that
yes.
game. I remember Jalen had a touchdown earlier in that game.
Remember, we missed the extra point after that last Saquon
yes,
touchdown, and that's when it got scary.
Yes.
28-22.
Yeah, he scored 28 points.
Yeah.
So most people, even though...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We escaped with a win.
Even though he got sacked seven times, took a safety that let the Rams back into the game because he's such a winner. Like, we got over that stuff.
Well, AJ dropped the key pass there late.
That was early enough, and it was snowing.
I'm really confident in Sunday.
Well, Puka called his.
Yeah, well, Puka's a freak, man.
So I suffice to say, Shai, the thing that you would be worried about on Sunday, even though you're sure we're going to win, would be the Eagles blowing it, not so much the 49ers. You don't worry about the 49ers in any way.
It's our own offense. It's our own offense, and it's our play caller, our bonehead play caller.
No, there we go.
Sounds like you're complaining.
Yeah, sounds like.
Well, that bonehead play caller.
Yeah, look how it all turns around.
Yeah.
11-11. What are they? 12-5. Yeah, with the boneheaded play caller.
11-6.
Oh, they lost on Sunday. Who called 11-6 for the season? Me. Who called the Super Bowl last year? Me. Start listening.
Are you calling it?
Yeah, that's a point.
No, I'm not calling it this year. No.
All right.
No.
Because you're a hater.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
No, whatever.
I'm just kidding. I'm
realist.
No.
Well,
it's not totally
Philly
wrong.
Philly season can't come soon enough for you, can it?
Well, it can. They're not going to make the playoffs.
What?
Probably
come
not.
On, man. Don't start that.
Oh, no. You know he's going
to start that before the season even starts. We're not making the playoffs.
I don't feel it.
He's setting the bar low.
How could you be excited about this Philly season? Like, genuinely.
What's that?
Well, you're a college kid. I don't care what you think about sports.
You're the one who cries about driving to Westchester, right? You cry about everything.
I don't cry about anything.
Wow.
Hey, vintage Gen Z.
Yeah. Like, you check your TikTok or whatever.
No, I'm not. I'm a millennial.
He is millennial.
You just missed the cutoff?
Yeah, people used to bitch about us.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
You guys might be worse. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Right. Well, who's worse? I do think millennials are worse than Gen Z.
I agree.
Yeah. They're whinier.
Now, millennials are younger?
Millennials older. Are older than Gen Z.
But they were the first complaining. I would say that we're the first generation to complain a lot.
Yeah, whining about everything.
Yeah.
Whining about everything.
Now, I think as we've gotten older, I think the whining has mostly subsided. I think the whining has calmed down.
So is most of Gen Z in the parenthood stage now?
No, it's mine. Millennials.
Yeah, millennials. Yeah. Okay. With Gen Z is probably, what, 29 to the 19 or something?
Yeah.
Is that how they're old?
I'd say 28 to 19.
Yeah, okay.
19 to 28.
Well, you got some Gen Z that's married.
Yeah.
My advice would be wait till you're at the 30.
Yeah, my advice would be wait till you're 38 like I do. Just make sure.
And my advice is find the right one and marry him.
Yes, in middle school.
At 24.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks, man. We're all still tied in.
Yeah locked in.
Look, this show's locked in.
Hey, man. 24 years next month.
Oh, wow. 24. Yeah, and 24. How many years together?
31.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's as old as Jack is.
Yeah, about that.
That is wild.
Yeah, 95, man.
31 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy moly.
New Year's, 1995.
Oh, really? That was
that's when we made it official.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was there a conversation about it being official?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, well,
sounds
you
like, yeah.
No.
Okay.
It was unspoken.
Okay. Oh, is that okay? I gotcha. I had to have a conversation with Val.
Yeah,
we were at a concert, and I introduced her as my girlfriend to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh.
And 15 minutes later, she disappeared for a half an hour.
And she's like,
she disappeared. I didn't even know where she was, and she comes back, and she's all like sullen or whatever. And I said, "Hey, what's the deal?"
Yeah.
And she said, "You introduced me as your girlfriend." I was like, "Yeah, well, aren't you?" And she said, "Well, we never had a conversation about it." And I was like, "Well, did you go see the other guy that you're here with? What are we talking about?"
Yeah.
So then we had the chat.
I think it was unspoken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't. Yeah, it was.
No, I guess, had a chat.
What do they say? I don't even know what the saying is.
What?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. I just know that it was unspoken.
It was unspoken.
Yes, it was. Right. It was clear.
Okay.
What'd you think of the D?
Don't make me choke you. Don't make me choke you. Let that be the last one. I knew you couldn't resist in there. I knew you couldn't resist.
You're just playing coy. Yep. And I'm waiting for him to hit one of them.
Yeah.
You got 10 options in there, Jack.
I wonder how long he was going to wait in there. Yeah. Until he just had to drop something.
All right. 215-592-9494. If I were to ask you, if the Eagles lose on Sunday, what are you more worried about? The Eagles doing it to themselves or the 49ers coming in here and beating them? Ike is more worried about the Eagles. Me, I think we're disrespecting the 49ers a little bit, especially the head coach and the quarterback. Coming up next, the 49ers fans and like the talk show hosts seem to really be obsessed with us or something. So there's some audio we have to play for you next, and we'll discuss whether we even think about the 49ers at all. This is the WIP. Oh, man.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah.
Just as I refuse to be silent as immigrants. But I'm not buying it. In the oppressor, and this is known as self-defense. And I'm a lunatic. I'm the one you come and get. It's a reckless.
Wow. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 230 Tupac. Remember, you get 230 Tupac. 230 Tupac, 330 Country, 430 90s, 530 Creed.
I think you're going to like 330 Country today.
That's your bet?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure when you say you think I'm going to like
it. Well, I know if I can tell if you're really going to hate it or I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like it. Nice.
Save that to 330. Yeah. Let me get my review on Tupac.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you save that nonsense. That was a great choice today.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
think you had that one in you.
I I listened through some earlier.
Yeah,
and
Violence.
I was like,
that's on Apocalypse Now. That's on the first
album. The first one.
Yeah.
You like, can hear it.
It felt like one that Ike would like.
Yeah. Oh, that's a classic, man. That's a classic. Wow.
You can hear it, not just in the production, you can hear it in the beat.
Yeah.
Like that is a, that's a beat. But that album is probably, is that 91? 90?
Yeah, 90, yeah. 91.
I was going to say, not 80s, but 90. Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon. Oh, I already said that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which is the bigger concern Sunday? The Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers? What do you think the poll is at? You say the Eagles beating themselves. Yeah. I say the 49ers. What do you think the poll is at?
I'm going to go in the 70s on this one.
Okay.
Let's go 73 Eagles beating themselves.
What if I told you it was higher?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Higher? Yeah. Wow.
Why don't you give me another guess? I like playing the game this way.
77?
94.9.
94? Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Not that we ever had a poll that high.
I think what happens sometimes.
So, hold on. What does that say? Let's say no one's concerned about the Niners.
Yes.
It would be the Eagles, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Now.
Okay.
Now, I think it's a combination of two things. I think there's enough worry about what they've seen from the Eagles to have that be a lot of the concern.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, let's see if I can explain this. When we're seeing a team that we don't see a lot, 49ers, we don't see a lot, right? They sort of become a caricature of themselves. Like, mm-hmm. we just sort of define them as a quick thing. And I think what the 49ers have been defined as this year is like, that's just some injured team. They're running on fumes,
right.
Whatever. And it is true to an extent. But it's also true that they were a game away from the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
It's also true that they have a head coach that's been to two Super Bowls, a quarterback that's been to one, and a quarterback and a head coach and a quarterback and a team that offensively, again, before the Seahawks game, and that is a good Seahawks defense. Now, we have a good defense too, for sure, mm-hmm. but was rolling like no other team offensively in the NFL. I mean, playing, you just felt the rhythm. When you watch them, you're like, oh, man, they feel unstoppable. I do think that while the view of the 49ers, a lot of it is accurate, I do think there's a little bit of disrespect to how good they are.
Well, that's what I was worried about Monday, even from myself.
Yes, because you said you were overconfident. You were really confident.
I'm going to be overconfident facing this team, but I mean, it is what it is. I think as long as the Eagles certainly showed a proper respect in their preparation
mm-hmm.
going against the 49ers and taking care of business based on their own standards, it should be okay as far as the on the field. But leading up to it, this is what I was worried about, is that everybody feels that there's no way we lose this game.
Well, the other thing contributing to it is the last game the Niners played,
yeah.
which people, the score's 13-3. They mm-hmm. scored 3 points for sure. But like that team, and the other thing I would bring up, the game didn't open at 7 as far as the line. The game opened at 3.5.
Well, and I wonder if the only reason it went up is because of what people, like you brought
people
up.
People are feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
You brought up a lot of people putting money down on the Eagles, and I can go with that as well. But I wonder if some sort of intel on who's going to be available for the Niners this week
yep.
has more to do with it versus people feeling like the Eagles are going to steamroll. Because I just don't know how, from an offensive standpoint, you can feel that way.
Well, because
I at least have to see a good game where they do it. And then I would feel better next week. If they were to go out there, run for .180, close to 200 against the Niners,
yeah.
put up 20, 28, somewhere around there, okay, then I can feel that way going into the next week. We didn't even score in the second half versus the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, we didn't complete a pass.
We didn't complete a pass.
Yes, we didn't even complete a pass. So I can't take anything out of the last game against the Commanders. I got to think about what it looked like the last time our first team offense was on the field.
And the 3.5-point line, If that's a neutral field game, the home field isn't 3 points anymore, but it sure is two.
Right.
So a neutral field game, that's a point and a half.
Point and a half, yeah. Yep. So,
215-592-9494. What concerns you more on Sunday, the Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ice, Jackie baby, back to Spike. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. What's up, boo?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, baby? Hey, man, what's the name? I feel as though it will be us if we lose. I mean, I respect the San Francisco 49ers. This team played with a backup quarterback majority of this year. They've been hurting all season like we was hurting in 2017, and they still had a chance to win their division. It's a 12-5 team. They need to go out there with so much respect for this team, and don't sleep on them. Willie, mm-hmm. You cannot sleep on them. We've been beating ourselves all year. If it's time to string together two halves of football, is this part of the season. We beat ourselves against the Broncos, the Cowboys the second game, the Rams the first half, the Chargers game, Washington the last week, what's the name? The games that we won them, but we still was beating ourselves, whereas though we just didn't dominate. The Buffalo game didn't do nothing in the second half. Like, if we lose, it will be because of us, because we've been self-inflicting wounds on ourselves all season. If this offense get it right, man, and they start thinking, if Jordan Mulata, if he could get the whole offense to start thinking about how much they love the defense like he do, maybe we will be like the defense in the daggone playoffs. Like, they needed to get it together, man. And for real, if they get it together right now, I'm not scared of nobody in the NFC. I'm really not. Every last one of these teams in the NFC is beatable. Even Seattle. What's the name?
Because even the Eagles.
Shut up, Jack. Hey, Jack. Are you playing with
the Phillies? I know
about?
They suck. I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. You're Phillies. I know.
I would never do that. I'm not that dude. I'm not like Ike Reese. I don't hit
Everyone's in a corner.
Well, everyone's got their backup.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta get.
It's the Reservoir Dogs thing.
I caught a stray.
It's the scene in Reservoir Dogs where everyone's got a gun pointed at somebody else.
Great movie too. Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. Oh, hey, Ike.
Yes.
Boy, you told Jack you've been married longer he's been alive, boy. Just like I said yesterday, man, you've been laying down with some women for a long time. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I ain't had to say my wife was at my wife told me I was her dude after that first time at the Doubletree, baby.
It's called a big dose of D.
You got no wife for a big one. Love y'all,
Ted. All right.
At the Double Tree.
You know, it's funny. Every time I post a picture of me and my wife, there's like 8 dudes who are like, oh, kick to coverage. And I do think.
Well, it happens a lot.
Well, I do.
That's good. That means we did a good job.
Well, yeah. But I do think she was sort of saying the same thing when I called her my girlfriend before asking her. She was like, we are not in the same sort
of
category.
We're not
in the
same bracket, buddy.
So our sister station in San Francisco is 95.7 The Game.
They're very chesty.
They are chesty.
Yeah. And their whole bit is chesty.
Well, they're trying to, like, to an extent, they're trying to do what we do. You know, like, they're trying to be
trying to be us.
You know, the big, tough, you know, sports radio station or whatever. When they're in San Francisco, like, you guys got other problems in that town, really, to be honest with you.
So what they got the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess their San Jose is not that close, but it'll be the closest hockey team. Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah. Well, no,
Anaheim is Los
Do you know
Angeles.
Where Anaheim
so
is?
So I don't. Okay. I really don't.
Anaheim is
Don't
about...
press me on this. I don't know where anything is in California. Okay. San Diego's low, right?
Yeah, but so is Anaheim. It's right next to Los Angeles.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared this up. So go to San Diego, Los Angeles, Anaheim.
Anaheim is
lower.
What's the point of Anaheim? I mean,
it shouldn't have a baseball team.
It shouldn't have a baseball team.
No,
and
no,
then
no.
Does it go Sacramento, San Francisco?
That's North Cali.
Yeah, but that's so far away.
Yeah.
It's like it's further away. LA is further from San Francisco than we are from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
That's how big California is.
Yeah. Have you looked at a map ever in your life? And I'm not even good at maps. I don't know all 50 capitals, whatever. But, like, California is the whole side of the country.
Yeah.
It's almost. A big, isn't it like the largest economy in the world?
Third biggest state.
Fourth largest economy in the world.
All right.
Yes.
Is Florida bigger?
Is Texas bigger?
Texas. Come on, man. Texas is the biggest state.
Yeah, Texas is
big. Yeah. I'm glad we cleared that
up.
But
it's not as long.
Right.
I don't think.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, size seriously? Does matter.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Get back on task.
Sometimes. All right.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Back to the 95.7 The Game. Here was Mark Willard, one of their afternoon show hosts, yesterday. So I watched this video this morning, and I thought of this, you know, Mad Men is my favorite show of all time. And I thought of this Don Draper line, where he said to somebody who was, you know, that was trying to argue with him, he goes, "I don't think about you at all." And that was what I thought when I saw him. I said, you are trying to start something where, you know what reminded me of if the Phillies were playing the Mets or something, how Mets fans would talk about us and how we would talk about Mets fans. Or if we were playing the Braves or something like, or if the Eagles were playing the Cowboys or the Eagles were playing the Giants or the Commanders. The 49ers fans trying to act like there is some thing here. We do not think about you, at least me. Maybe there was a point in time where we thought about the 49ers
We had a little thing there a couple years ago.
But it was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it feels like a long time ago.
It's like we were in a relationship, and we've already moved on to the next one, and you're still looking at our Instagram to see who we're out with.
Right. They're still hanging on to it.
Yeah. You were four girls ago. You don't need to see who I'm out with. You don't need to be checking my Instagram. Block me. Block us so you don't have to think about us anymore.
And I'll tell you, some of the same characters aren't there. Like Debo was a big...
Yes.
He was a villain in that. You know what I mean? He embraced the whole thing. He wanted to challenge the Eagles and all that stuff. You had Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Who
was the guy who said they figured us out or something.
His
brother was fighting with Eagles fans
Joey
in the parking
Bosa,
lot.
Yeah, before the NFC Championship game. So you had a moment there. And now those guys are gone, and you're not going to hear anything from the 49ers. Like, I'd be surprised if the 49ers bring up anything about a rivalry or anything else this week.
No, and the
have they?
No. Like, Purdy was very complimentary.
Oh.
Complimentary.
Wow.
Oh.
Pull the audio.
Nope.
Pull the audio.
Zero.
Pull the audio.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't even know if they view it that way. I think that's more of, what's my guy's name?
Mark Willard. Yeah.
Is he trying to like stir up some juice?
They're trying to stir a thing. I was on. I'm going to be on their morning show tomorrow.
Oh, that's Joe Shasky.
Yeah, and like the last time I was on last year. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that they felt this way about us, and they came on like, trying to fight with me or something. And I said to them, guys, I don't know what thing you're trying to do here. I don't feel that way about them. Yeah. And Willard's like, you know, they think they're loud. They're not actually loud. What are we talking about here? Are you guys so out of stuff that you're making pretend that Eagles fans aren't loud?
Yeah, like, what are you even talking about? Yeah, anybody will tell you that comes here to play.
It's a tough place to play.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
The home record shows it. The playoff home record shows it. Like,
you're better than that. Clean up your city. And that's saying something from somebody who lives in Philly. But clean up your city.
I don't even know. And we as Eagle fans, we tend to hang on to stuff.
We do.
We feed off of this type of stuff. And we normally will create the whole rivalry thing just because we need an enemy. I don't feel that this week from Eagles fans.
That got a chuckle out of Philadelphia.
Yeah. I don't feel that coming from Eagles fans that there's some big rivalry game coming up Sunday.
You know what? You guys aren't even loud. Oh. You got us. It's not loud here.
You almost make a case the Rams
are
more
bigger.
So
if I think of non-NFC East rivals,
yeah,
I think the Rams are a bigger rival. I think the Bucks are a bigger
rival.
Hell
yeah, you definitely can say the Bucks.
I think
play them every year.
I think the Chiefs are a bigger rival.
Yeah.
The Bills just because of Josh Allen.
Just because of the Josh Allen Jalen thing, at least with us, I think to an extent.
Yeah.
I don't think I put the 49ers in the top five. And that's not an insult about the football team. I think I'm here saying that I think the football team's good. I think Shanahan's a great coach. I think Purdy's a great quarterback. But as far as a rivalry, this is a I just want to Mark, this is me to you. this is a very one-sided thing. It looks very bad for you to try to stir something up that isn't
yeah.
there.
Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
We lose Sunday, then the rivalry's back home.
Yes, but fair enough.
Totally.
You but can that mean our rivalry will be with our own yes. guys.
It's going to be first Petullo.
Yeah, Petullo and Jalen and Nick.
Now,
and,
yeah, come the on. Niners rivalry did have a moment.
You know, it did.
The 23 game.
Moment. Yeah, yeah. 2 year moment.
They, remember they came out with the boombox?
Yeah.
That was really annoying.
And I'm saying, didn't Debo, did he say that Bradberry was trash?
Yes, he did.
Something like that.
He
did. So like Debo took a literally shot at one of our players.
And you remember when they're all huddled around that fraud Mike Silver's phone watching the Eagles lose?
Yes.
And they celebrated like children.
They were in Washington, right?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like they used the Eagles as something that they were chasing.
Yes.
They felt our 2022 team, they felt they were better than us,
mm-hmm.
and that if Brock Purdy doesn't get injured, then they would have beaten us, even though I don't believe that. I mean, Brock Purdy was a rookie that year. It certainly was a good team. He may have maxed out, but that was their driving motivation the following year.
Yeah.
And we were already on their schedule, and then they came in and did what they did.
You guys aren't, you think you're loud?
Yeah.
You're not as loud as Seattle.
And the only reason Seattle's loud is because how they made their stadium. I mean, it's nonsense.
Yeah, they're also loud.
They're loud because of the stadium.
It's not a dome.
Yeah, but it's how they angle it.
Yeah, they. There was like a thing that they angled
it
a certain way.
I agree with it.
Well, we're going to have a dome here. We'll be able to be
loud. I don't want a dome. I want
to
angle it.
No one ever says to us that our stadium is loud because of the way that the stadium is built.
Yes. But that's the only reason why they have the 12th man. Like, was Seattle naturally louder than us? No. I just wish our stadium was built a little bit differently so we could be as loud as Seattle. Well, I do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I hear you.
Also, on the dome thing, I'm not saying I've completely switched
sides. Jesus. Don't do it.
But I mean, I was waiting for this day, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I figured you would eventually be there. Yeah. Oh, it's a little cold out.
Yeah, don't do it.
But it doesn't matter to me. I'm not sitting outside of the games.
We don't want a dome.
I don't know.
No.
Football
is meant to be played outside.
Look at Chicago this weekend. That's football.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I want to have a dome so we can have this. Maybe I just think if we have a dome, we'll have some high-flying offense. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
You know what? We have a dome, and then when it's cold in January and December when we're playing, right? We come to the game with all these big coats on because we got a tailgate outside.
Yeah.
But then we got to go in the damn dome, and everybody's overheated.
Well, you could, I don't know, you could take your coat off.
This is going to be the dome problems. You got to think about this. By the way, just to clean up a mistake made earlier on the show.
Yes.
Whose mistake?
The biggest state. The
biggest state is Alaska.
Alaska, yes.
Now, continental United States.
Yes.
Time out.
All right.
Go ahead.
There's another jacket.
That's not the continental United States?
Well, okay. What is the continent we're on?
North America.
Okay.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
And Alaska is attached to what?
Technically North America.
Not just technically. Just
it actually
really.
Is. Yes.
All right.
So it is part of the continental U.S. because it is on this continent.
Okay. So what is it when it's just...
You're just thinking of Hawaii. Yeah.
No. Well,
or Puerto Rico.
Well, Alaska's
not... Is Puerto Rico legit now?
No. They're not a state, but they are a territory
country.
Or
yes.
whatever. Yeah.
But Alaska's not connected to the country, right?
Right.
But it is on the continent.
It's on the continent.
It's on the continent. I
just
understand.
Like
yeah.
Canada?
But not as well, they're trying to make it the 51st state. But yes, Canada is also on the continent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
So is Mexico. Yeah.
But this is the ones in the, you know,
it's
the United States.
The United States, yes.
Texas is the biggest one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But then Alaska is bigger than Texas.
Technically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually figured that too myself, yes.
Alaska?
That, yes. Yeah. It was after I thought about it, though.
But it's mostly, you know.
Well, because I don't necessarily, unfortunately, include.
Yeah. I don't think the Alaskans are going
to
be
reminded that Alaska's a part of this.
I would like to take a trip to Alaska.
Oh, yeah. No.
Seems pretty cool.
Why?
Well, it seems neat.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes. I would not want to go in the winter.
Should go right now.
All right, no.
It's dark all the time right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Do you really know when that is? Or
no.
Are you just making that up? Okay,
well, I assume in the winter it's dark all the time.
All right. Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Boy, we are the dumbest show.
You got North America right. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did. And that was a 50-50 proposition.
It was not a 50-50 proposition. It was not. I was almost a history teacher.
Just like you were almost a baseball player?
I had two paths I was going to go down. Yeah. And I chose this one.
Hey, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
215-592-9494. What worries you most on Sunday, the Eagles themselves or the 49ers? Coming up next, we will ask Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer that very question. We'll get his analysis of that 49ers team as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.